It's just really exciting, and for me it's years of hard work, and to finally kind of have this result today, it's incredible.
You found out though after your little sister.
We found out just over a week ago now, and we had to keep it quiet, which was the hard part. But yeah, Ellie got the phone call first, and she was on the phone celebrating with my mum while I was still waiting for my call. But yeah, it was both positive news, so it was really exciting.
And how much did it mean after missing out on London?
I think it just means everything, especially because British Gymnastics is in such a good place right now. I mean, the teams are both really strong, and we knew that it was going to be hard to make this team, and especially it's a team of five, and for two of us to have made it, it's just incredible.
And a special occasion to share with your sister.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really sunk in yet, kind of what we've managed to do, and I think we still know we've still got a couple of weeks left to train, so that's kind of our main focus right now, just training the best we can and making sure we're as prepared as we can for when we go out there.
You're going to get so much more confidence from that team bronze that you got?
Yeah, I mean, the world team bronze definitely boosted the whole team. And I mean, ever since we did that, it was kind of, how do we get back in the gym? How do we improve? And kind of what's next? And we've all been gearing to the Olympics this whole year. And to know that it's getting close, it is really exciting to know that it's almost over, but we're just trying to enjoy it as much as we can.
Finally for me, what's the other thing in Rio, apart from the competition, that you're looking forward to?
I don't really know. I mean, just the whole atmosphere, probably, like being in the Olympic Village, seeing all the other athletes and just experiencing that Olympic feeling again and being part of it.
Well, congratulations again. Thanks for talking to us, and we'll see you out there.